Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo and I just thought I'd come on and do a quick VI Talk update. I'm flying solo today as Michael's gone on a cruise, lucky devil, and he won't be back until towards the middle of October. So first off, I thought I'd talk a little bit about audio boom, just to say that I think people are coping with it, to be honest. People still seem to be finding the channel because our followers, the number of followers on VI Talk has gone up quite significantly over the past couple of days, which is great. So welcome to all the new followers. Hope you enjoy and feel free to contribute or to get in touch with any questions or anything like that. I just wanted to say, if you've got any problems, you can, I mean, I'm not an expert by any means. The direct messaging seems to be a no-go completely. There is no way around it without going onto the website, unless you were sensible enough not to update and you've kept the old app. But I've heard that even so, there are glitches with that. So basically, if you want to get in touch, you can email me for the time being at info@vitalk.co.uk. And we do have the Skype number where you can leave a message, and that is 0161 298 8255. All the contact details except for the Skype number are repeated at the end by the lovely Wendy. So if you have any advice on audio boom, you know, share. I know a couple of people like myself have put their thoughts on it. Sabrina, you seem to like it, which is great. I'm getting round it. I'm getting used to it. For the time being, I've switched all the categories off and I'm just sticking to listening to my followed boos, because I kept hearing boos that just were nothing to do with anything that I wanted to listen to. I'm not sure about when I go on my account page. I wonder if anybody knows about this. It's telling me that I've got X amount of downloads, and when I go into downloads, I haven't. The last time I looked, it was 111, so I don't know what that's about. I'm not really sure what's going on with that. I have noticed a couple of people, Rob DJ was one, wondering where he's followed boos were. If you haven't found them yet, Rob, you have to go to your account page and go down past your followers and where it tells you how many followers and how many people you're following are, and you will see followed posts, I think it says, and messages, and that's how you get to both of those. It took me a while to work that out, to be honest, but I've spent quite a while just kind of going around it, I think they need to put some back buttons in, to be honest. There's a severe lack. But I'm not going to go on about audio boom for too long, because that's not what I wanted to do, to be honest. So I've got a couple of things to talk about, and I've got some info brailed out here. The first one is dining in the dark. Now, I know you've heard me talk about it before, and some of you will know that I was a waitress on the first one at the Salutation in here in Devon. That's actually in Topsham. Back in, must have been about April, and we are doing another one, which I have spoken about a while ago, in November, and it is running from it's running on the 11th, 12th and 13th, that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it's a chance to experience what it's like to be visually impaired in a dining environment. It was really good fun being a waitress. I'm going to be a waitress again, along with the three ladies. So it's going to be the same four of us, myself, Tracy, Jenny and Margaret. And basically you get champagne and canapés in the bar downstairs at the Salutation Inn. It's quite a posh, swanky restaurant, really. It's also, you can also stay over there as well, I think. So you get your champagne and canapés, and then you're taken up to the table by your waitress. Could be me. That's a scary thought, isn't it? And you are seated and you have a three-course meal, and you have no idea what that meal is going to be until you actually sit down. And for each meal, you have a wine that is chosen specifically to go with that food. Quite expensive wines, I might add. And then afterwards, the lights are put on carefully, and you go downstairs and have tea and coffee and petit fours in the bar again. Now, it does cost £75. It does sound quite a lot, but a lot of that money goes to the WESC Foundation, which is a West of England school down here in Exeter in Devon, and they are doing the Dining in the Dark event with the salutation in. So it really needs publicising a lot. Now, obviously, you're not going to publicise it if you're outside of England. But if you do happen to be, you know, around the sort of Devon area, if you could share the information, that would be fantastic. If you should want to take part, let me just find the email address. You need to contact Natalie, and her email is Natalie, that's N-A-T-A-L-I-E, at attention-media.co.uk, and you can reserve your place, but you do need to pay in advance. So just if there's anybody out there who fancies giving that a go, or you know anybody who might fancy giving it a go. And the other thing that I wanted to give you the heads up about is an event that's taking place over the next month or so. And that is called London Without Limits. And it's an experience to participate in, well, dining events like the Dining in the Dark, or to experience entertainment in a blind situation. You'd be blindfolded while you watch a concert. There is also, at the end of it, I think the last event is a blindfold 6K run. Now, this is to raise much needed funds for RLSB, which is the Royal London Society for the Blind. They support people up to the age of 25, I think it is. And there is a press release which is doing the rounds. It is on the VI Talk Facebook group and page, and you can also find it on Twitter. But hopefully Kevin, who a lot of you will know from Audio Boo, is going to get an interview with the CEO of RLSB to talk about the event in more detail. So hopefully that's going to happen this week. As soon as it does, I will get the interview up here on the channel for you to listen to. But thanks to the people who shared the press release for me. I put it up on the group, and no sooner had I done it, within a few hours, I think it was four people had already shared it themselves, which is fantastic, and spreading the word. It sounds like a really, really well prepared event and a lot of fun, lots of different experiences. There's a lot of high end and high profile people and establishments that are supporting this. There's a lot, you know, restaurants, there's performers taking part. It really has been prepared really well. I don't have any contact details for that at the moment, but if you go on the VI Talk Facebook group or page, you will find the full press release there. It was a bit too much for me to sort of braille out and read on here. You'd have got fed up with me. Yeah, it's there, and there's email addresses there and things like that. And there's also a list of a lot of the things that are happening, a lot of the entertainment and everything, the things that you can take part in. So that looks like a really, really good event. So that's just a couple of things. We've got the sixth episode of Emily's VI Frontline 101, which is the date night, which I am going to attempt to edit and get up here while Michael's away. Wish me luck. It could be interesting. Because I would like that out as soon as possible, because Emily wants to move on to her next series for us, which is Access to Mags, which is going to be Emily making fashion magazines accessible to us, which is going to be fantastic, because I don't know, I've heard from quite a few ladies that, you know, you'd like to have that, so that's really good. Okay, I think that's it. I am going to be putting up the Torch Trust thought for the week over the next couple of weeks. They're prepared in advance, and there will be the usual infrasound clips up here on VI Talk, but feel free, keep contributing, ask questions, and if you want to get in touch, the contact details will be given at the end by Wendy. Okay, I'm going to stop rambling on for now and leave you in peace. Thanks for listening. Take care, and hope you're all having a good weekend. Bye for now.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.